and welcome or welcome back to Sex, Scandals, and Shenanigans. My name is Adrian, and I'll be your host. In this show, I discuss history and mythology's most notorious mistresses and lovers. We're still continuing in the royal sexcapades of Henry II of England, and this time, his royal bed was kept warm by another princess that he did not marry. So today's episode, we'll be focusing on Princess Alice of France. I mean, for sure, Henry saw England, he saw France, and he certainly, according to some rumors, saw Alice's underpants. As a ward of Henry II and not under the tutelage of Eleanor, Alice's father's ex-wife, Alice tempted Henry's eyes, and apparently he tempted her enough to keep his bed furs warm. Let's say between Alice, Henry, and Richard, there was a messy political and romantic menage a trois. So, was Alice Henry's wonderland? Let's find out. Before diving into Alice's life, we still need to do our definitions. Per Cambridge Dictionary, a mistress is a woman who has a sexual relationship over a long period of time with a man who is not her husband. Here's my contextual definition. A mistress is a woman who has a sexual relationship with a man regardless of his marital state. So, shall we dig deep into Alice's life? Yes, of course we will. Alice was born on the 4th of October, 1160, probably in the Ile-de-France, within the royal domains or near Paris. She was the fourth child of Louis VII, but the second child of his second wife, Constance of Castile, or now modern-day Spain. By November of 1160, Constance died due to complications from Alice's birth. Alice had or has two older half-sisters, Marie and Alex, of France, with his first wife, Eleanor of Aquitaine. After her mother's death, Louis VII married again for a third and final time to Adele or Adelaide of Champagne. From that marriage, Alice had two other half-siblings, including Philip II, Augustus, and Agnes, who then became a Byzantine empress. By or around the age of 8 or 9 years old, Henry II and her father, Louis VII, made marriage arrangements between her and Richard, Henry II's eldest son. Because of this agreement, Alice was sent to live at Henry's court as a ward. Unfortunately for Alice, she did not come with a dowry. However, another sister, Margaret or Marguerite, was sent to England as well and was betrothed to Henry's heir, Henry the Young King. Henry the Young King was 5 years old and Margaret or Marguerite was only 3. They were married on the 27th of August, 1172. Their marriage lasted from 1172 to 1183 when young Henry died from the shits while rebelling against his father. To solidify the arrangements between Henry II and Louis VII, following their many military spats off and off between the 1160s, by January of 1169, the Treaty of Montmorel was signed near Le Mans. From this treaty, the following arrangements were made, mostly by Henry. Henry the Young King would be Henry's designated heir to the Kingdom of England. Geoffrey married Constance of Brittany. Through marriage, he would become the Duke of Brittany. Richard was betrothed to Alice, and he would inherit his mother's Duchy of Aquitaine. Or so this is what Henry was hoping for. Well, these plans didn't exactly fully transpire. 1. Henry the Young King died in 1183 in France while rebelling against his father, Henry II. And 2, Richard and Alice have not yet married, which got Henry II in hot water with the Catholic Church. He was threatened with an interdict due to the delay of the marriage.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
At this point, Alice was 17 years old, Richard was 20, so the delay in their marriage seems out of place. But we do have to remember that Henry was known for hoarding all lands and power and not allowing his and Eleanor's sons to run their estates, which was why their sons rebelled so often. Due to the numerous infighting between father and itinerant sons, Alice was becoming soiled goods politically as she did not secure a marriage. By the 1170s, particularly 1174, the major rebellion from Henry's sons took place in conjunction with support from Eleanor and egging on from Philip II Augustus. That doesn't surprise anybody at this point. Because of this, Eleanor was imprisoned until 1189 when Henry II finally died, and a potential opening came for, or at least a fleeting thought, that Henry could annul his marriage to Eleanor due to her participation, or alleged participation, against Henry. Two major issues arise with the possibility of Henry and Eleanor divorcing and or annulling their marriage. Would their sons be bastardized if the marriage is annulled? Now, if we look at Eleanor and Louis VII, when she left in 1152, their two daughters, Marie and Alex, were not considered bastards. They still kept their legitimacy and the custody of their daughters went to Louis VII. So would that still hold true between Eleanor and Henry's sons and daughters too? Would they still keep their legitimacy if Henry had divorced and or annulled his marriage to Eleanor? Here's the second issue. The problem, if Henry went that route by annulling their marriage, Henry would lose Aquitaine as part of the Angevin Empire, thereby decreasing his political power compared to continental powers. In this particular case, Aquitaine would still be larger than the royal domain, but not as large as the lands that Henry had, including the counties of Anjou, Maine, Touraine, and the Kingdom of England. But in any case, so instead of annulling or divorcing Eleanor, he simply imprisoned her. Eleanor was imprisoned, comfortably of course, at various royal estates from 1174 to 1189. So how does this affect Alice? Well, as I've said in Ida de Tosny's episode, Henry II likes young women who are pretty and sexually available. As the aforementioned marriage did not happen in 1177 between Richard and Alice, there was gossip going round court that Henry was making Alice his next mistress, and even with the possibility of annulling his marriage to Eleanor and marry Alice. Alice, as a legitimate princess, had legal claims to the French throne, as it wasn't until the 14th century when princesses could not or make claims to the French throne. Salic law had not yet been implemented until after the death of Philip IV le Bel of France. But again, that's very far in the future. If Alice were to have bore Henry any legitimate sons, they could make the case to be inheritors of the French crown. In any case, the Cardinal Peter of St. Chrysogonus, oh my god, I know I didn't say that right, Chrysogonus, making the assertion of the interdict on Henry II on behalf of Pope Alexander III if the marriage of Alice and Richard did not take place, which, of course, as we know, didn't happen. The real question is, did Henry II and Alice have a sexual relationship? The answer? Who fucking knows? Really, they're the only ones, maybe Eleanor and Richard, because Richard makes assertions that his father slept with his fiancée. As it was alleged by the Cardinal Peter St. Chrysogonus and Richard I, also making statements to Philip II, Alice's younger brother, that he would not marry her. Why, you ask? Well, according to Richard, they were too related. So again, consanguinity. And two, daddy slept with my fiance. I don't want my father's leftovers. But again, I've only seen, and I can only speculate, if Henry and Alice had some sort of sexual relationship, I can opine only this. I would not put it past Henry to sleep with Alice for multiple reasons. Okay, it's more like two reasons, but here we go. One, he slept with her because he was horny. And why not? Two, he did it to piss off Eleanor. Though, with his many affairs, I genuinely believe that Eleanor did not give one whit or a royal shit. Reason three, to piss off Louis VII. Henry not only shagged Eleanor and begat multiple sons with her, but also a very naughty sticking point, see what I did there, to Louis if he did truly shag his ward twice over. As far as Alice's point of view, we don't have it. She wasn't as influential or as powerful as Eleanor, so her thoughts on her not marrying Richard or sleeping with Henry are just unknown. Also, if she did consummate a sexual relationship with Henry, her marital prestige would be tarnished as she would no longer be pure marital goods. As we are aware, a royal female virginity was prized so that any heirs were not questioned and to ensure the legitimacy of the royal line. Richard I told Philip II, via mail or messenger more than likely, that he was not intending to marry Alice, again due to consanguinity, but also the alleged affair between Alice and Henry. To get out of this arrangement, by 1189, when Henry had died and Richard inherited the Kingdom of England, Philip received a monetary compensation to make the sordid affair go away. One thing I should have noted earlier is that Philip II was a master at manipulation. Essentially, after the rebellions against Henry II, Philip II used the fractious relationships between father and sons and brother versus brother to his advantage. Oh boy, did he play John like a fiddle. Almost like Nero playing the lyre, fiddle, whatever, while Rome burned. He was that good. After the dissolution of Richard and Alice's betrothal, Philip II also tried to manage or arrange a marriage between Richard's youngest brother John to Alice. Guess who was not happy with this arrangement?
Mommy!
Eleanor squashed that arrangement real quick. John eventually married Isabella of Gloucester and then subsequently to Isabella of Angoulême. Just so you're aware, I pulled that clip, that mommy clip from Robin Hood from Disney. Anyway, I was reading the comments in that little video. Someone's posted saying they can't see anybody calling Eleanor of Aquitaine mommy. And you know what? I second that. After Eleanor axed the potential marriage between Alice and John, Philip then had Alice married off to William, or Guillaume, the IV of Talvez of Ponthieu on the 20th of August, 1195. She held the county of Vexin in her own right. Alice was 35 at the time of her marriage. Ooh, she old. And William was around the age of 16. Would you think this would be the medieval equivalent of robbing the cradle? Anyway, they had one daughter named Marie, and she became the Countess of Ponthieu in her own right. Alice was married from 1195 to 1218 to 1220, aged around her death around 58 to 60 years old. William died around age 41, 42 in 1221. Her legacy is not so much as a wife or mother, but more so as a political and possible sexual pawn between the two royal families, the Angevins and the Capetians. So, the question arises about Alice. Was she a royal mistress? Who knows? There are some reports from Richard I, Cardinal Peter of St. Chrysogonus, Gerald of Wales, Roger of Howden, and Richard of Devizes. I can't read my own handwriting, so I'm so sorry. Gerald of Wales, who, by the way, was cousins with Henry II, they both shared the same grandfather, Henry I. Anyway, Gerald was angling to become the Archbishop of St. David's in Wales. Well, Henry blocked his path. Instead of Gerald becoming the Archbishop, Gerald was made a court chaplain, but Gerald was still bitter about or at his royal cousin. Henry's veto for the bishopric was because Gerald would inspire the Welsh, or the Irish, to rebel against the English. Again, that doesn't surprise me. So, if it was possible, Gerald used Henry II's penchant for sex scandals to become a point of sullying Henry's name. Yay for family bitterness! Because it just isn't immediate family. Roger of Howden's commentary is like that of Gerald of Wales, writing speculative comments on Henry sleeping and making Alice his mistress. Richard of Devizes, like Gerald and Roger before him, also suggests that Henry and Alice were in a sexual relationship, but does not thoroughly confirm the relationship. Rumors were also spread that Alice may have gotten pregnant from Henry, and if she did, there's no record of the child, or if there was a child who survived infancy, it was extremely common for all social classes that the child may have died early. But no records of any children came from their supposed liaison. So, to reiterate the initial question, was Alice of France Henry's mistress in Wonderland? Imagine being a fly on those walls, though. Like I said earlier, it's only speculative at this point, but it's not impossible either. So, really, can we call her a mistress? No. Was she desirable as a wife? Not necessarily, because remember, Philip didn't put a dowry on her when she was living with Henry and Eleanor. So, again, she could have been used as a pawn and someone to slate Henry's sexual exploits, but again, there's no confirmation of their relationship, except for what Richard said, which again is speculative, and he did pay to get out of the affair, so I don't know. Maybe. Possible. But it's possible that she wasn't. If nothing else, we learn more about the men in her life than just her. The relationship she had with Richard, essentially non-existent, he was off fighting and she was stuck at court, went nowhere. The relationship between Henry II and her father was certainly fractious for multiple reasons, and the relationship between her and Philip II of France didn't really seem to be cozy, more absent and politically motivated, if nothing else. So, thank you for joining me on today's episode. I apologize for taking so long to get out. Life happened. So, Alice of France, the Countess of Vexin and Ponthieu, she's interesting, but it's more so the men in her life were more interesting. It's such a misogynist thing to say, but it's true. Onward and forward I go. This mini-series about Henry II was a fun path to multiple sex scandals and, of course, political shenanigans. More episodes to come your way. We'll do a bit of rewinding and having a mini-series on Eleanor of Aquitaine herself, or as I like to think of her, the woman of the medieval era. As always, try not to get into any shenanigans yourself, or I just may end up telling your story. The show is written, produced, edited, and researched by me, Adrian. I can be reached via email at sexscandalshenaniganspod@gmail.com. My website is sexscandalshenanigans.my.canva.site. Music is provided by the Advent Chamber Orchestra performing Vivaldi's Concerto for Two Violins in A Minor, RV522, and can be found at museopen.org. Until next time, bye!